best.
Thank you. So, is there anything in particular that you remember that stands out about the era and the time?
It was a turbulent time.
Right.
As a student your age, mm-hmm. Back in 1965, when I first applied and was accepted here, mm-hmm. I remember the war with the Vietnam War was going on quite heavily.
Right.
But my mother, on sending me off to Boston University, said, "Don't worry, it'll be all over by the time you graduate."
Right.
Well, obviously, we know that wasn't the case. So that was something that was, always on our minds.
Yeah.
And it was a distraction because we felt privileged because we were able to afford four years of university and an exemption from the draft. There was a draft at that time, so.
Right.
Everybody, they were just waiting for you to mm-hmm. get out of high school or in our case, college. So that was a big concern.
Yeah, for sure.
It was scary.
Mm-hmm.
But I had joined the National Guard. I signed up in my junior year so that I would know, hopefully, by the fall. Because there was a tremendous waiting list by the 69. And it was like my second acceptance. I had Boston University and then I had the Army.
Right.
National Guard, so that was...
Your wife was telling us that you were drafted at first, and it was very scary because you were one of the first, and
basically... That was my first husband.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
No, that's okay.
Well, I would have been. I had signed up for the Selective Service in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I had lived in Europe. I was coming from Europe, so I had an option.
Yeah.
I could have gone back to France instead of serving, or serve in the capacity mm-hmm. of a National Guard.
So you chose to serve rather than just wait to be drafted?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Because I had a feeling that I would be drafted.
Right.
And I did not want to. I was against the war. I mean, I wasn't somebody who, picketed and what have you, but mm-hmm. I was vocal and I was against the war.
Yeah.
So was his mother and father.
And we had no right to be there at that particular time. And it was just a terrible, terrible time. And
for sure.
So I signed up and it gave me that choice.
Mm-hmm.
But I could have gone back to yours.
Right.
But I chose
that. That's interesting because I think one of the scariest things, from what we've learned, is that one of the scariest things was the uncertainty, the not knowing about whether you're going to be drafted or when you were going to be drafted
right.
or anything.
Right. And that would affect your future.
Exactly.
Because they were giving deferments to graduates or just to, undergraduates. So once you graduated, you were fair game. And, you can look for a job. You just didn't know what to do.
Right.
So rather than leave it up in the air at that time, I decided to take mm-hmm. charge of my future and apply to the National Guard.
That's very interesting.
So it worked out. I was able to do 6 months and then be a civilian, which was what I've always wanted.
That's nice. At least you knew what you were going to do and you knew what you signed up for that was it.
But, I still, it was sad in a sense because I've trained with other other men my age, 22 at that time. They were going, I was going home after the training and they were going.
That's scary.
Who knows where.
Yeah, exactly.
But that was, the university, it was, I mean, I wasn't part of it, but I saw there was a lot of agitation on the campus.
Was there a lot of protesting at the time?
There was a lot of protesting. They liberated the George Sherman Union.
Mm-hmm.
They occupied it for a while. The police, a lot of things have come.
I'm sure.
come to this campus.
Right.
And don't know about it. On these grounds, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of protests in Marsh Plaza, especially in '68. That was my junior year.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Kennedy was assassinated. Martin Luther King.
Right.
Going out on Marsh Plaza during a memorial service for Martin Luther King, and it was just. In fact, there's a picture of it in my yearbook.
Wow.
And it was.
So
we tried to, we were young.
Right.
We still want a social life.
Yeah.
You still want to have a life. You don't want to be totally depressed every day.
Yeah.
Right.
Things change.
So enjoy the university. Enjoy the city.
Did not seem to
always loved Boston.
It's a very beautiful city,
I'd come from a city, but
the worst we did that old
rolling greens and large campuses out in in the hinterland was never any
very different from
I was interested
here.
In.
Right.
I enjoyed the city.
Yeah.
And all that the city had to offer.
Mm-hmm.
But It was the late 60s, were a tough time.
Yeah.
I know that the graduation, 1970 graduation, was canceled.
Well, really?
Yeah. There was a lot of protest. Thank goodness we had a graduation.
Right.
I had a graduation. But by 1970, no, it was totally canceled.
Wow.
And diplomas were mailed.
Right.
You know, and it is... You know, disappointing for your parents.
I'm sure.
4 years or X
nothing.
Number of dollars.
Yeah.
And, although a few years ago, I read, I guess, in the Bostonian magazine that they invited those 1970 graduates back to be part of.
That's a nice gesture.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have one.
Years long back.
So they canceled the graduation. Was that like as a sort of retaliation for protesting?
I think there was,
that
so
kind of
much unrest.
I'm sure, yeah.
This was right after I left. There was just so much unrest.
Yeah.
That for some reason, obviously there must have been an incredible amount for them to cancel it.
Because what we've read is a lot is that the protesting in the colleges themselves, they were very against this protesting and they would try to get them to stop and find ways to kind of retaliate against them. So I'm sure Boston University had a lot of that same things. Do you know of any sort of more things like that or any particulars?
There was a certain, it was a group, you know, a certain group of people that I saw around campus that were the
opposition.
Real activists.
Okay.
They got a lot of people stirred up.
Yeah.
I wasn't, personally, I was academics and, you know.
Right. Focus on your school.
Exactly. As much as I possibly could.
Right.
And my friends and so on. But there was a few, and I guess there was some, you know, I don't remember specifically what happened, but there was some
after college, what
bad things that happened.
Yeah.
They decided to cancel, which was, you know,
that's shocking. Right.
And shocking, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Unprecedented.
Yeah.
And so, in fact, we were at a Tanglewood this past summer, the Boston reunion had a day at Tanglewood, and we were sitting at the table with another couple. He happened to be from that particular 1970, and I asked him, I mentioned it to him, and he said no, he didn't bother to come back.
Wow.
Some didn't. They just
That's like it's a hard way to end your schooling at a university.
It's a celebration,
right?
My parents came in.
It's a special day.
And the gowns. And then we went off to, you know, a big restaurant in Boston and family and friends.
Yeah.
It's a celebration. It's an achievement. One of many in your life.
It's interesting to think how they might think of their school now as compared to, like, someone like you who had a good ending to their school.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
There was an article just the day in New York.
It was a turbulent
Washington Post about school counseling.
Outside of the university.
Yeah, definitely.
But I have nothing but, you know, good memories.
That's awesome.
Of the school.
And it's interesting. You always hear about history, but it's weird to think about it happening in the same place that you're at. It's very,
you know, and even before I arrived,
right?
You know, but BU has a lot of history that goes back.
For sure.
Because they are.
Yeah.
But the castle here, nobody came here.
Yeah.
I mean, this was, you know.
Was it still an alumni center at that? Or what was this?
It was the president's home.
Oh, interesting.
You know, so it wasn't a part of the campus in that respect. So.
Mm-hmm.
But.
You still have good memories.
That's good.
Yeah. Yes. But it's
tricky.
It's sad though. When you,
right.
You know, you look at all these things that you remember that, you know, oh yeah, I remember that being there, and then what the heck is that? And where's this? You know.
Interesting.
So it's mixed emotions.
Right. And I'm sure everything is very different from the time as well.
You know, the thing is, you know, you think, you know, when you're in your 20s, you know, you're it. You're the future.
Right.
You know? I mean, they said the big saying back then was don't trust anybody over 30.
Hmm. Interesting.
That was the catchphrase in the 60s. And during the, you know, the hippies and
the counterculture and all that.
Exactly. And to see now that, you know, I'm not a part of this anymore.
Right.
I am, you know, obviously, as an alumni. They treat us nicely.
Yeah.
So you're fully to look forward to.
That's good.
In 50 years.
Perfect.
But, you know, now it's kind of, it's your turn.
Yeah.
You know, you've taken over the mantle. And
right.
It's your turn. And you have fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. Do well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jewel.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Thank you so much for all your time. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you again.
Thank you.